Staying Connected, Newsletter of the Oregon Talking Book and Braille Library, Issue 75, Winter 2019. Welcome to the Oregon Talking Book and Braille Library's newsletter, Staying Connected. This is our Winter 2019 issue, recorded here at the State Library, and my name is Joel Henderson. And now, on to the news. 50th Anniversary Celebration Concludes. The Talking Book and Braille Library's 50th anniversary at the State Library is coming to a close, and in this final newsletter of the year, we will be highlighting this. And in this final newsletter of the year, we will be highlighting the years 2009 through to the present, and maybe a sneak preview into what's ahead. In 2009, the Talking Book and Braille Library finally made the switch to digital audio. The new players and books were sent first to registered veterans, then slowly distributed to all users. Instead of several 4-track cassette tapes for each book, now each book fits on one flash memory cartridge. The transition to digital audio also meant the introduction of BARD, which stands for Braille and Audio Reading Download, a service allowing users instant access to download a personal copy of any title from the entire collection of books and magazines in digital audio and electronic Braille. It's hard to believe it has been 10 years of digital already. In August 2013, the Pioneer Room was dedicated in appreciation of all the work done by the Telephone Pioneer volunteers in support of the Talking Book and Braille Library. Former volunteers and their families were invited to attend the dedication, and Pam Davenport from the National Library Service was here to participate in the ceremony. A month later, in September, the BARD mobile app was released by the National Library Service for iOS and Android smartphones and tablets, making the collection even more accessible and portable. It was one of the first major projects completed by the new NLS director, Karen Kenninger. The following year, in September 2014, a Braille American flag was gifted to our library by the Blinded Veterans of America and mounted in our front lobby. Governor Kitzhaber was at the unveiling ceremony to dedicate the flag. We are very honored to be one of 4 places in Oregon with a Braille American flag, which technically qualifies as an official flag you can salute. Wow, things have changed a lot in 50 years, and there are still big changes on the horizon. Our library is preparing to adopt a revolutionary new delivery method that will improve the availability of books and our ability to customize your accounts. The National Library Service is starting a beta test for a new refreshable Braille machine, working on adding Amazon Alexa compatibility to BARD Mobile, and development of the next generation player has already begun. In the next 7 to 10 years, we anticipate being able to wirelessly beam audio and Braille books to all users, eliminating the need to mail books entirely. You can still follow the hashtag TalkingBookTuesday social media campaign on the State Library's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram accounts, handle @StateLibraryOR, for more tidbits every week through the end of the year. It has been a pleasure providing accessible reading materials these past 50 years, and here's to another 50 years and more of the Talking Book and Braille Library. New name for NLS. The National Library Service, a division of the Library of Congress, recently updated their full official name to be more representative of the diverse populations that are eligible for the Talking Book and Braille program. Their full name had been the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, but now they are officially the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled. The name change may seem like something small, but it represents a much larger movement within the National Library Service to align their standards with those of the Marrakesh Treaty. It means a commitment to serving people with vision, physical, and reading impairments equally, including updating their policy regarding certifying authorities. The NLS, and we, their network libraries, are preparing to better serve an expanding population of eligible users, and this name change is an outward sign of that inward progress. New descriptive DVDs. Over the past year, we have added over 100 titles to our descriptive DVDs list, bringing the total up to 327. Since naming them all would take up this whole newsletter, instead, we'd like to highlight our process for selecting DVDs. Our descriptive DVD collection is made up of commercially available DVDs, like the ones you can buy yourself, that have been verified to have a descriptive audio track by the Audio Description Project, an initiative of the American Council of the Blind. They check all new releases for audio description, then post a complete list on their website, which is www.acb.org/adp/dvds.html. Once a quarter, we select and purchase titles listed on the ADP website based on a couple of factors, including box office popularity, critical acclaim, genre needs, and user feedback. Our main goal is to have good movies from a wide range of genres that will circulate often. To that end, we encourage you to let us know what types of movies you like, or if you have a request for a specific title. We are always willing to listen to our users. That being said, the selection of DVDs with audio description is a bit limited. Audio description was not a common feature on DVDs until it gained traction in 2010, so the vast majority of movies that were released before 2010 are sadly lacking descriptive audio. Some movie studios are still lagging behind as well, only adding descriptive audio to a select number of their full range of new releases. Our descriptive DVD collection is a wonderful extra that we here in Oregon can offer to our users thanks to your generous donations. If you would like to receive a catalog of all the movie titles in our collection, please contact us at 800-452-0292 or talkingbooks.info@state.or.us. You can also visit our online catalog and search for descriptive video. Email option for newsletter. While researching the past 50 years of our library's history, we discovered an interesting bit of trivia. In December 1995, the Talking Book and Braille Library started sending out their quarterly newsletter in a new format, email. Back then, only 29 users had email addresses, and only 19 were using them to send messages and book requests. In comparison, the Talking Book and Braille Library's email listserv now has around 2,900 addresses. This fun fact reminded us it might be time to remind you all of the option to receive this newsletter via email. To sign up, just send us an email to talkingbooks.info@state.or.us with your full name, phone number, and email address. Make sure the email subject reads, "Please subscribe to email newsletter." The email newsletter was the Talking Book and Braille Library's first step in adopting things we now take for granted, like a website, online catalog, downloadable books, online forms and surveys, and more. We wonder what kinds of communication tools will be available in the future. Your donations go a long way. Gifts to the Oregon Talking Book and Braille Library help broaden the choices available to our users by allowing us to provide several optional extra library services. Donation funds are used to do all of the following. Expand our collection of descriptive videos, now at over 300 titles. Provide access to the audio newspaper service NFB Newsline. Support our summer reading program for students. Produce accessible voting information in partnership with the League of Women Voters. Outreach to help more eligible Oregonians learn about our library. And record local interest books by Oregon authors. Your gifts, be they large or small, can make a huge difference in the lives of many people. There are three easy ways to donate to Talking Books: cash, check, or credit card. All donations made to our library are tax deductible. For further information, contact our donations coordinator at 503-378-5435 or talkingbooks.donations@state.or.us. Thank you for generously supporting the Oregon Talking Book and Braille Library. Reminders. As we approach the holiday season, there may be several days when the library is very short-staffed. We serve over 5,000 people with a staff of just 7, and there will be days over the next couple of months when only 2 or 3 staff members are in the office. On these days, mail service may be reduced, causing mail delays in addition to the no-mail service during official office closures on Christmas Day and New Year's Day. If you have a Bard account, you can download magazines from Bard as well. Magazines are not just available through the mail, and the magazines you download have no loan period. You can even set up automatic downloads for your favorite magazines. The publisher who distributes audio magazines is still having issues with their check-in process. We suggest trying to return audio magazines as quickly as possible, and please reply to any notice we send out about overdues. We need to know which cartridges have been returned so you get credit for returning them. Thanks. Talking Books closures. The Talking Book and Braille Library will be closed on the following holidays: December 25th for Christmas Day, January 1st for New Year's Day, January 20th for Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and February 17th for President's Day. Remember that holidays create mail delays for both incoming and outgoing books. Be sure to get any book requests in several days ahead of these dates to improve the chance of receiving those books before holidays. Returning newsletter. This ends our winter 2019 newsletter. To close, just another friendly reminder to please return this cartridge in its yellow container now that you are finished reading it, so others may enjoy it as well. Thank you, and have a great day! This newsletter is available in large print, audio, braille, or on our website at www.ortalkingbooks.org. Contact Talking Books if you would like to change the format you currently receive. Any mention of products and services in Staying Connected is for information only and does not imply endorsement.